The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, launched the mid-year economic report today, which is always worth a look, especially with the budget just around the corner. And I am delighted to say that the Minister now joins us to discuss the report, among other things. Good afternoon, Minister.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Firstly, you may tell us about the main takeaways from this report, as I say, launched today, and how it informs public expenditure going forward, especially as we draw closer to budget day.
Sure. Well, a huge part of the any budget is what is the level of public spending that we have and what are we getting in return for us. And the report lays out for the first half of the year how much are we spending. So up to the end of July, we were spending 55.7 billion euro of your listeners' money. The report lays out what we are getting in return for that and some of the issues that we have to deal with as we prepare the budget. So that in a nutshell is what is contained in it. We publish it at this point every year, and it sets the scene now for the preparation of the budget, which myself and Minister Chambers will do across the coming weeks.
Obviously, you know, the Exchequer returns in July. We had the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council coming out warning about worrying spending overruns across government departments. As you say, you're finalising the budget at the moment with Minister Chambers. This is essentially the state's budgetary watchdog warning of spending surging at an unprecedented level. Their words, not mine. And with the general election also around the corner, what do you have to say to allay their fears that Budget 2025 is going to be, I suppose, a vote-getting spending spree?
So I take really seriously what the Fiscal Advisory Council have said, and I have done so for many, many years. What I would say to your listeners is this is the reason why we have been running budget surpluses over the last number of years. And what I mean by a budget surplus is that share of corporate tax receipts that we believe we might not be able to count on in the future. We've aimed to avoid spending as much of that as we can and using that to help fund our costs, the costs of the pandemic, using that to make sure that we'll have money set aside for the future. We've run budget surpluses of between 6 to 8 billion euro for the last couple of years, and that's the strongest answer that I can give either to the Fiscal Advisory Council or to your listeners about why we are trying to keep our economy safe. And we saw the value of that during the pandemic, during the aftermath of the war on the people in Ukraine, which is obviously continuing. With regard to spending, yes, we do have some challenges, but those challenges are with regard to health spending, with regard to the cost of how we can look after people in our country who are fleeing a war, as opposed to any generalised increases in government spending.
Okay, and I know you're still finalising the finer details of the budget with Minister Chambers, and I know you can't reveal too much about what's actually going to be in the budget, but the Taoiseach is out there talking about how important it is to introduce a cost of living package this calendar year. Can you give our listeners any indication as to the shape of that package? Because while inflation is coming down, households, as you well know, are still struggling day to day.
Yep. Look, the main reason why I can't give the indication, in truth, Frank, is that these matters are not yet agreed, and it won't happen until the final days before the budget. What the Taoiseach has said, as a few of us have said, is that we absolutely understand that while inflation has come down, and it has, 2 years ago it was more than 10%, now it's somewhere around 2%, it still means that prices are very high, and they're just not going up with the speed they have in recent years. So yes, the budget will contain some measures to try to help with that. The measures will be different to how they have been in recent years because inflation has come down, but there still will be measures because we've all seen the price of everything go up, and we have the ability to intervene and help a bit, and I'm sure I know we'll continue to do that.
And people will feel that difference in their pockets this calendar year, as the Taoiseach has come out and said?
Yes, that's been a feature of the budgets that we have done, that we have had a mix of measures that have happened inside the year in which the budget has been done and also early the following year. And I've a little doubt that when we finalise those measures, there will be some support that will be available towards the end of this year. And we'll finalise all that in the next few weeks. But the reason we're in a position to do this in the first place is our public finances allow us to do it. We have the budgetary ability to do it. And it shows the value of decisions that we have made in years gone by.
Okay. What about the higher VAT rate for hospitality then, Minister? Business owners say they are on their knees looking for whatever support that they can get from government. Is that likely to be reduced?
So that's a decision that will be made in the context of the budget itself and the tax end of the budget. If we were to do that, the cost of that will be somewhere between 700 and 800 million euro. Were that to happen, it would mean there would be funding available for very few other tax measures on top of that. I believe there is a continued need to make sure that people don't pay the higher rate of income tax just because their wages go up. And over the last number of years, we've increased the entry point from the higher rate of income tax from just above 30,000 euro to now just above 40,000 euro, and we've made big progress in doing that. If we were to continue with that work, and again, that's something that Mr. Chambers will be working on, then that would mean that there would be little space to do a big change in VAT. So there are the different trade-offs that we will have to deal with. The 9% rate was reintroduced at a time of the pandemic. I know times are tough for parts of our hospitality sector, but any big decision like that will have a further impact on other parts of the budget.
Okay. Stepping away then from the budget, I do want to ask you about a couple of other things. Can I ask you about the recent threat to Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, and his family? I know we can't talk about specifics, but how alarming is it when you hear your colleagues being threatened like that? And do you think it's now time for social media companies, a lot of calls out there, for them to start taking these threats a bit more seriously?
I think it is just appalling. Incidents that the Taoiseach has had to respond back to, and we have a code of conduct for social media companies and for some of the comments and issues that are raised on their platforms that will be coming into operation later on in the year anyway. So that matter has been dealt with through that. But the very broad point that I think it's still worth making is, as appalling as the behaviour of a small number of people are, and as appalling as some of the language is, again, from a very small number of people, in my experience, the vast majority of our country, you know, understand the value of electing politicians, engage with them in a way that I think is perfectly appropriate, and we can never allow the behaviour of a small minority to really colour how we talk and how we think about politics overall within our country, which by and large I still believe is conducted in terms of the relationship between politicians and voters in the right way. So yes, we need to tackle those kind of comments. We need to be vigilant in dealing with hate speech, but we can't allow that to dominate how we think about politics as well.
Okay, can I ask you finally then, with your Eurogroup president hat on, how worried is the EU about a potential Trump-US presidency? And I ask that question just in relation to, I suppose, whether or not he poses a real risk to EU trade with the US in terms of potential tariffs that he may introduce if he gets back into the White House.
It would be a fundamentally important development for the future of Europe's economy and indeed our own economy, were a re-elected President Trump to decide to implement the kind of tariff policy that he has outlined at different points in his campaign, because it would really affect the price of the services and goods that we are selling into America, and would undoubtedly create an environment then in which other parts of the world would respond back. And because Europe and Ireland depends so much on how we trade with America and other parts of the world, it would be a really serious development for us. We thankfully have an economy that I'm very confident will continue to grow, and we will be able to maintain the levels of employment that we have. But I think it is obvious to your listeners that a change like that in American politics would have a really serious effect on a lot of the decisions that we make here in Ireland and elsewhere in Europe, and would be a very big challenge for this and other governments to respond back to. The American people will elect who they want, Frank, but obviously we'd have to then decide how we would deal with the consequences of that.
Okay. Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Public Expenditure, thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.